We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The questions surrounding convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein continue. The House Oversight Committee chairman has subpoenaed convicted co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell to tell lawmakers what she knows about Epstein. What are they hoping to learn? Here's ABC chief investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
It's not exactly clear, but if you take them at their word, they want to see whether she knows if there's anyone who's responsible for committing crimes that may have been connected to Jeffrey Epstein.
The Wall Street Journal reporting that Attorney General Pam Bondi told President Trump in May that his name is mentioned several times in the Epstein files. Sources familiar with the situation also tell ABC that Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will be visiting Ghislaine Maxwell in prison today. An appeals court has found President Trump's effort to end birthright citizenship unconstitutional. And Thailand and Cambodia have exchanged fire on their border in a sharp escalation of their conflict. This is ABC News. Columbia University agreeing to pay a nine-figure settlement to restore the funding it gets from the federal government. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
Columbia University has reached a settlement with the Trump administration, agreeing to pay more than $200 million to resolve claims it discriminated against Jewish students. The deal will restore federal grants for the school that were canceled over alleged violations of anti-discrimination laws. Columbia did not admit to any wrongdoing. On a social media, President Trump posting the university agreed to end their DEI policies, touting it as a historic agreement. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
At a climate conference in Illinois, ABC's Lindsay Davis asked Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker about his aspirations and whether he thinks he'd make a good president if he decides to run.
I think I've been a good governor, and I have no idea except that I think the bar has been set pretty low.
Pritzker recently announced he is running for a third time as Illinois governor. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Macy's has summer deals so big, it's like Black Friday in July. Come in for unbeatable summer savings, like dazzling fine jewelry, now 40 to 75% off, and airy linen blazers from Tommy Hilfiger and more for over half off. Plus, get three-piece floral print comforter sets for just $21.99. These deals are too big to wait for November, so hurry in. Black Friday in July and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. The body of a missing La Crosse woman has been recovered. The body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found Wednesday morning in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota. That's about 50 miles downriver from La Crosse, where a search had been underway since the Viterbo University graduate student went missing early Sunday morning. Senator Tammy Baldwin proposes legislation to address child care costs. Wisconsin Democrat says the Child Care for Working Families Act will address what she calls the broken equation in the child care sector. The bill is one Baldwin has introduced since 2017. And an increase in turkeys harvested in Wisconsin during the spring season. Preliminary numbers from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources show turkey hunters took just over 50,000 birds during the spring season. That's a 14% increase from the five-year average. The two-day youth hunt also saw a slight increase in harvested birds. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers' next Great Lakes Regional event on August 7th and 8th. This absolute unreserved auction will feature online bidding, and items are located in Columbus, Chicago, and Detroit. Choose from close to 1,000 items, including a wide selection of construction equipment, truck tractors, and more. Don't miss Ritchie Brothers' Great Lakes Regional event on August 7th and 8th. For more details, visit rbauction.com. Again, that's rbauction.com.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially early on today, and then gradually clearing by later this afternoon. It's going to be cooler, but still muggy. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunder shower, mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated late-day storm. High, you know, you can have the best barbecue in the neighborhood. Heck, even the whole town. And all you need is some Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You're the kind of woman I've been dreaming of, but I never thought that I could ever say it good enough to win your love. You'll probably think I'm foolish, you'll probably tell me so. I'll open up my heart, and then you're probably gonna tell me no. But here I go. I wanna give you all I got inside. I wanna love you for the rest of my life.
There I've done it, and there I've said it. Come and get it. There I've done it. There I've said it.
And there you have it. This is confidential. I've never told a soul. Every time I see you, I feel my heart begin to lose control. And all I know is that I'm feeling something I've never felt. I wanna be with you and nobody else.
There I've done it, and there I've said it. There you have it, I don't regret it. I'll give you my love in a minute
if you want it.
say somebody's been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll set them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey, whiskey for my men. Draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Keep it in the middle of the road, honey. Let's keep it in the middle of the road. Either right or left, right down the center we go. Like a lot of people I know. Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road. Honey, let's stay on the straight and narrow. Stick together just like a bow and arrow. We're headed in the right direction, don't lose.
gotta be tough,
tough.
Stand our ground,
don't let nobody pull us down.
Get on the fast lane
and our ground,
don't let nobody pull us down.
Get on the fast lane and take it slow.
We gotta
love,
steady as a rock,
flowing like a river, spinning like a top.
We got a combination too good to let go.
Let's keep it in the middle of the road. Neither right nor left, right down the center we go.
Don't let our love fall by the wayside like a lot of people I know.
Whatever we do, let's keep it in the middle of the road.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Exile and keep it in the middle of the road here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 60s, the low 70s, even still have a few showers and storms in the region this morning, and that could continue today, and we have our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also this hour, we're going to be talking with a longtime friend of mine, Kevin Hoyer. He's an agronomist with Melrose Farm Service down in the Melrose and Sparta area. Kevin and I go way back to my time working in the Monroe County area. And, well, Kevin recently had a post on his social media page about armyworm. He is starting to see that. So we're going to talk about that here with Kevin coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Later this morning, we're up at the Dunn County Fair for the Dairy Show. We will have video streaming coverage of the Dairy Show from the Dunn County Fair starting at about 8:55 this morning on our video streaming service at our website at realcountry1430.com. Thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board for sponsoring our video streaming service. Also, because of the support from the Durant, Arkansas School District, they're allowing us to use NTEC Channel 99. So we'll have the Dairy Show as well on NTEC Channel 99. That all getting underway a little bit later this morning at about 8:55. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. From blazing heat to pounding rain, your crops are facing it all. In-season aerial applications are the perfect chance to apply fungicides and stress-reducing products that help your crops stay resilient. And don't forget the hay. Haymaker delivers the nutrients your forage needs for high-quality, healthy growth. Apply after cuttings 1 and 3 or 2 and 4 and set your fields up for success. Questions? Visit Elsevia.com or call 608-819-4401. Elsevia, they're here to help.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we are at a country club with Jason Lloyd, president of the New York Holstein Association. Jason, great to be with you. This is a really busy group that you've got here.
It is. Yeah, Bonnie Barkstead puts this together for us every year. This is the fourth annual. It's a dairy industry golf outing that she has pulled together sponsorship from all over different companies that are taking their time to be here. Bonnie's done a great job pulling this together. It's helping fund these juniors to go to things like national convention to compete for contests. We also used money from here for last year's state convention going to the young breeder.
Tell us about New York Holstein, because you are a very busy organization.
So in January, we do our annual convention and major junior events where the juniors start off competing against each other, county to county, for different things like Dairy Bowl or the speech contest and to qualify for a national convention. And this year we had 16 kids travel to St. Louis, Missouri for national convention, where the New York juniors took the top in the finalists for the Dairy Bowl, which is in a senior competition, which is a huge event. Plus we had some DGM finalists. And again, back to this golf outing to help get them kids there.
We've jumped from January to July, but really there's a couple things heading on in between that, and most notably Carousel.
Yeah, the Carousel that happens at Hamburg every year, and thanks to people like yourself, John, for sponsoring the junior day, which was, I think, over 100 kids between showmanship and the junior show. Just amazing. But, you know, right now we're in the heart of shows. We showed at our local show at Cobleskill. We did the OHM show. Over 130 entries, 45 kids in showmanship. ENY is going on. I heard they were up to over 170 entries and 75 kids in a junior showmanship contest.
So one of the things looking from the outside in is that even though dairy farms have decreased in number, we still have really vibrant juniors. We still have a lot of people involved in the association. They may not be milking cows for a living, but they're still involved.
Absolutely, John. And the one thing, as most of you that are interested in this conversation I'm having with John Clark knows, that we grew up with a worth ethic from this. And we have a junior association and kids coming along stronger than ever. And it might not be to run their own dairy, but they want to support agriculture. And that's such a huge thing. Whether it any agribusiness is a huge thing for you sponsors out there that are putting money towards this association. We're learning a worth ethic, and it's the next kids that help along the way.
And moving on with that calendar, that's well said, Jason. Moving on with that calendar, we got State Fair coming up and your state show coming up.
Yeah, we do. So all the county shows, county fairs, they're all rolling through. Everyone's deciding what's going to the next level. There's kids going to the state fair that are going to do it for the experience. There's going to do it for the winning competition. But it's, I mean, without the sponsorship, putting all these shows together and New York Holstein Association and Betsy and Joanne and our executive committee. We just came off, on a side note, we just came off a state picnic that was very fun. It was a fun, eventful day. Thanks to the Kevin and Barb and Mason Zemba for hosting that, and Steve Van Leeshout, our vice president, for hosting a farm tour. Very nice day.
Yeah, you know, if you keep involved in Facebook, you really see what's happening with New York Holstein, don't you? There's a lot of great pictures there cataloging the events that you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you go back, for those who are putting this golf tournament together, go back to the pictures from National Convention. I was there the entire time for the awards banquet. There was 475 people at the awards banquet, juniors, and New York was very, very well supported in that.
And yet, a part of it all is the quality Holstein dairy cow.
It is. The quality Holstein dairy cow, and the crazy part about the Holstein cow, and something to feel good about, that Holstein cow produces components that every color breed always have, and they're doing it more productive than ever.
Jason Lloyd, president of the New York Holstein Association, thanks for making time for us today.
And thank you, John Clark, for being a major supporter of New York Holstein and always supporting all these events to keep these juniors rolling.
It is our pleasure. You're very welcome. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-616-9695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-616-9695. That's 800-616-9695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know. Can't Coliseum for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I dig. plastic and I'm too much rude. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Alive and with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy. I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Confederate Railroad and Trashy Women here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins, and we have 71 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk up 7 to 17.17, September up 3 to 17.42, October down 3 to 18 even, November steady at 1820. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels and blocks were steady. Barrels at 166, 40-pound blocks at 164 and a quarter. No trades on the day. Cash butter down 5 and 3 quarters to 242. Three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 and a quarter to 128. Four trades on the day. Dry whey down 1 to 53 and 3 quarters. And no trades on the day. Cattle futures today are called lower. Hogs are called mixed. Now, cattle futures found solid buying interest Wednesday as contracts continue to reach for the sky. Upcoming reports haven't hindered the upward momentum as the market continues to surge higher. Now, hog futures, though, they continue to consolidate at some of their recent trading ranges. Again, though, there appears to be some good consumer demand as well, and that should help to provide some support for the hog markets, but that consolidation does continue to move forward. We could see some profit taking, especially in live and feeder cattle markets today after the big triple-digit gains yesterday. August live cattle opens today at 227.02, October 223.50, December 223.90. August feeder cattle open at 331.52, September 331.90, October at 330.65. August hogs open at 108.47, October 90.90, and December at 82.57. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets and soybean markets and wheat all moving mostly higher today. Now, the grain markets were lower yesterday, maintaining the bearish tone from continued favorable crop weather that is enhancing yield positions and potential. Soybeans were poised for support from the trade deals announced late Tuesday, but the weather talk limited the trade news. Now, some of these trade deals, though, they're starting to creep back into the market, and that's why the markets really are saying, hey, wait a minute, we've got some new trade deals. Maybe we should be bidding prices higher. And so we are seeing some of that higher markets today. September corn up 2 1/4 this morning to 4 3/4. December up 1 3/4 to 4.19 1/4. March up 1.5 to 4.36 1/4. New crop 26 up 1.5 to 4.57. August beans up 3 1/4 to 10.09. September up 4 to 10.09. November up 4.5 to 10.27 1/4. New crop 26 up 3.5 to 10.67. August soybean meal up 70 cents this morning to 272.70. August soybean oil up 36 cents to 56.50. Chicago wheat, September up 1 1/4 to 5.41 3/4. December up 0.5 to 5.61 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, September up 3 to 5.91. December up 2 3/4 to 6.12 1/4. Energy markets higher this morning. September crude oil up 55 cents to 65.80. October up 46 cents to 64.95. August gas and September gas both steady. August at 212, September at 209. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st. So don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Local markets from Wednesday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 359, August 362, new crop 358, cash beans 921, August 926, new crop 928. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 382.5, August 376.5, September 374.5, new crop 367.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 386, August 384, new crop 370. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 368, new crop 367. Cash beans 935, new crop 952. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 363, new crop 367. Cash beans 918, new crop 938. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 380, August 380, September 373, new crop 374. Cash beans 968, August 968, September 949, new crop 949. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and August corn 361, new crop 364. Cash beans at 956, new crop also at 956. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 225 to 245, Holstein fed cattle 185 to 217, market cows 115 to 159. Bulls 154 to 200, calves 500 to 1520, beef steers 236 to 560, Holstein steers 142 to 420. Sheep markets, light lambs 240 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 215 and down, goat markets, does 120 and down, and bucks 370 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 150 to 220, fed lambs 219 to 231, and ewes 90 to 110. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive, so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
They got a vintage Victrola 1951, full of my favorite records that I grew up on. They got old Hank and Lefty, and there's B-24. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before. Yeah, set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. All my neon neighbors, they like what I play, 'cause they've heard it every night since you walked away. Every day they replay, so B-24, 'cause every night I run a needle through walking the floor. Every night I run a needle through walking the floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, playing E.T., I'm gonna play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. I said, set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play walking the floor.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Kevin Hoyer. He is a longtime friend of mine. I have known Kevin for many years from my time working in the Monroe County area on the radio there. And Kevin is an agronomist with Melrose Farm Supply and Farm Service in Melrose and in Sparta. Recently, Kevin on his social media posted that army worms have arrived pretty early in the season. And it's like, oh, boy. So I thought we got to talk to Kevin about this and find out more here and what we need to be thinking about. Kevin, again, good morning and thank you for joining us. I guess, when did you first get that first phone call that, hey, I got something wrong with my fields? And you went out and you went, uh-oh.
Well, good morning, Brian, and thanks for reaching out here. I started getting some calls last week from some growers asking me if I've been hearing about armyworms and that they were hearing rumors of it in the neighborhood. And this week, the calls got a little bit more concentrated. We went out and did some scouting, and lo and behold, yes, armyworms have come into areas of western Wisconsin here and are particularly devastating in some localized areas.
And Kevin, this is the biggest concern is this has been spreading up from southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. That it's been just kind of spreading north. But the concern is these army worms, they are an army and they can take over and decimate an entire field pretty quickly, can't they?
Yeah, hence the name army worms. They do move fast, and they originate primarily in your grassier areas on the farm, whether it's hedgerows, fence rows, grassy pastures, waterways, road ditches. The moths fly up or are pushed up from the south in the early spring, lay their eggs on the leaves of the grass in April and May, and every year that changes a little bit due to depending on how warm of a climate we have at that time period. But as those egg masses hatch on those grasses, the worms migrate out of the grass into your cornfields, and they devour quickly. It almost looks like a large animal, large mammal has been in there chewing on the leaves. They take huge chunks out, and in no time you can have whole fields disappear on you.
Talking with Kevin Hoyer, he's a certified agronomist with Melrose Farm Service down in the Melrose Sparta area. Kevin, again, longtime friend from my time working in the Monroe County area. Army worms are here in western Wisconsin. So Kevin, is, you know, last week you got some calls, hey, I've heard rumors, and then this week, all of a sudden, it's confirmed. Is there any early warning for farmers that you might have a problem?
There's really no early warning, but there may be some telltale signs, and some of the things that you want to be concerned about or be cognizant of on the farm is, number one, is grass control in your fields. In recent years, there's been a strong push to use cover crops in the fields for various reasons to improve soil organic health, for water holding capacity, for some very positive reasons, using cover crops like winter rye. Unfortunately, winter rye can harbor these armyworm moths, and if we don't kill that grass or that rye off early enough, or even put an insecticide down when we're spraying, on any given year, we can have an epidemic of armyworms coming through. So there's a lot of cultural practices that we look at, one of them being just making sure your fields are clean of grass weeds. Number two can be hybrid selection in the corn. It primarily will attack grass, corn, oats, wheat, barley. Now, in a corn hybrid, if you're planting a non-GMO corn, there is zero protection to armyworms, whereas some of the newer hybrids that have BT traits in them to protect against corn borers, corn worms, many of those traits also protect against armyworm. So what I'm seeing is the concentration of calls I'm getting are from fields that had a cover crop, or fields that are organic, or fields that have conventional corn planted them. There's no natural defenses to keep the armyworms in check under those conditions.
Talking with Kevin Hoyer this morning. He's a certified agronomist with the Melrose Farm Service down in the Melrose and Sparta area, talking about the appearance of armyworm here in western Wisconsin. Kevin, are you also seeing, I know for some farmers, they're using some of the GMO varieties, but then they have an area that maybe, you know, 10 rows or whatever of straight up conventional. It's a management practice to preserve the use of the newer hybrids and all of that, so that we don't get resistance levels and all of that. Are you seeing that as a spot as well, where, well, the armyworm's got a place to do their thing and spread?
Well, actually, over the last couple of years, the rules have changed in refuge acres, to where now the refuge seed is blended in the bag of corn, or within the bag. So we are not required to plant blocks of non-GMO crops as a refuge anymore. So to have that problem, or have that challenge where we have blocks of non-GMO within the field is fairly uncommon anymore. But there are some growers that make a conscious effort to either plant all non-GMO or areas of non-GMO for various reasons. That's where we're starting to see some of the concentrations of, in this case, armyworms coming in. And we just need to be cognizant of, you know, the environment that produces them, and try to avoid it, whether you're growing a non-traited corn or a small grain. Just keeping the grass in check around the fields or in the fields goes a long ways to combat this issue. Otherwise, the alternative is we have got to go in with insecticides. And as you and I both know, insecticides are not very... They don't pick and choose which insects they're going to affect or not affect, and a lot of beneficials die, and I prefer not to have to use that method. But when it comes to saving a crop, we may have no other choice, and not all insecticides are the same. So it's kind of a challenge right now with the height of the crop, getting equipment in there to protect the crop from these worms. Number one, ground sprayers are almost ineffective, although they are the best way of getting a product applied to the crop. We do have drones and aerial applicators, but they have their limitations as well, and just getting enough of a coverage on the plant to actually get on the worm is essential, and some of the aerial applications just do not have that ability to do that.
Kevin, with obviously here in western Wisconsin, we have the bluffs. We have a lot of contour
farming. We have a lot of the grass waterways. Again, all of these things are conservation practices. So I'll use myself. So let's say on Brian's farm, I have a grass waterway. I don't have an issue yet, but I have a grass waterway. Should I be spraying that waterway right now with an insecticide to make sure that if something has shown up or is there potentially developing, I can knock it down now?
That is one practice you could do, is just keep your waterways manicured to keep, if you mow it, you are knocking some of that leaf tissue down that the eggs may not survive. The other one is to do some spot spraying of insecticides along the edges of the fields. This is a scoutable insect. So if you start to see some damage, you can go out there and do some preventative maintenance. If you start to see some damage going on, it's not holy crap, we've got armyworms, now what do we do? Unfortunately, that's the phone calls I get, is a little too late in the season if you're not routinely scouting your fields. But just being aware of tall grass that harbors some of these moths and insects can be a prime area for armyworms.
Kevin, what about alfalfa fields? Do we have to scout those or worry about those?
If the armyworms have nothing else to eat, they will migrate into an alfalfa field and they'll go after the grass first, but it's quite possible they will destroy a alfalfa field as well.
Kevin, if folks would have questions, I mean, how can they get a hold of you, or do you have anything else to add on the armyworm issue?
Well, I would say first and foremost, you should be working with your local ag retailer or your local ag extension agents. They certainly have the information there. You can also work with your seed reps and seed dealers as well that have the resources. But anybody in the ag retail in the crop protection world should have or will have the ability to help you out. Hopefully it hasn't gone too far that we have to walk away from a field, but there have been instances where you show up on a farm and you go, what happened to this field? There's nothing here. It just looks like a lawnmower went through it.
Wow. And Kevin, how long, I guess before I let you go, how long do we have to worry about this? Because eventually the worms turn to these moths. So is this something we have to worry about through August, September, or just for the next few weeks? Or how long do we have to wait?
Probably the next we probably have to worry about this for the next week to 10 days, depending what maturity growth that these worms are in. I mean, if you're finding worms that are over inch and a half long, they're at the tail end of their cycle, and they're going to pupate all off into moths, and we should be pretty close to that. I think we are a little bit late this year on the true armyworm, but if you're finding these worms that are half inch to three quarters of an inch, you've got some damage that's going to be done, and that's, you need to take care of them now. Otherwise, you could wake up tomorrow morning and find your fields, even your gardens, quite decimated.
Wow. That is Kevin Hoyer, agronomist with Melrose Farm Service. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Expect clearing skies in our ag weather forecast. We'll also have light winds, and it looks like that quiet weather will continue into at least the first part of the weekend, and things will stay seasonal temperature-wise. Partly sunny throughout the day today, still a slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 60 to 65%. Northwest winds at 5 to 7, a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible.
6 hours of sunshine expected. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog and lows 60 to 65. Relative humidity is at 95 to 100%. Northwest winds at around 5. For Friday, partly sunny with dense fog early. Highs 82 to 87. Relative humidity is at 53 to 58%. Light winds becoming southwest by 5 to 7. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny. A slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs 80 to 85. Sunday, mostly sunny. A slight chance of a shower or storm. Warmer. Highs 85 to 90. Monday, mostly sunny. A slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs 85 to 90. For Tuesday, partly sunny. Another chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs 80 to 85.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA, mallofamerica.com.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Livestock guardian dogs protect livestock from predators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The breed of dog is important, as is the species it was taught to protect, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Livestock safe and predators at bay with a livestock guardian dog. They see livestock as an extension of their pack within their territory and prevent losses by discouraging predators such as coyotes from that territory. Bill Costanzo is a livestock guardian dog research specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Research. He says someone new to guardian dogs will usually want to get an older puppy in the 6 to 8 month old range that has already been bonded to a specific livestock species by the breeder.
They'll bond them specifically, for instance, to wool sheep or to hair sheep or meat goats or Angora goats. Other breeders will just say, well, yeah, you know, I bonded them to sheep or goats or maybe both. But some dogs are particular to a specific species. And so if you have wool sheep, for instance, and you get a dog that was bonded with hair sheep, they may or may not do the best job for you with those wool sheep because they were bonded at a younger age with those hair sheep.
Common guard dog species are large in stature and include Great Pyrenees, Anatolian Shepherd, and Akbash. Their calmness and protective nature are bred in, so Costanzo says you don't want one that's a mix with another breed.
You don't want, for instance, to get a Great Pyrenees that's mixed with a Border Collie. Livestock guardian dogs have been bred for thousands of years to specifically do a certain job, just like Border Collies have been bred to work livestock. These dogs have been bred to guard livestock.